It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Didn't expect to be at this point in 2 weeks of the NFL season. But the Rams took an impressive ass whooping, a depressing ass whooping at the hands of Kyler Murray, Marvin Harrison Jr., and the Arizona Cardinals. And one of these things could look better. Our home opener is coming up, and the big bad wolf, that is the San Francisco 49ers, are coming in for the home opener. Ramley talk starts now.
Maybe you from the 1970s when the Los Angeles Rams was known as the Prison Foursome because of that defensive line. Or maybe you in the city of St. Louis, the gateway to the Midwest, where the greatest show on turf brought home the first ever Super Bowl championship. Or maybe you're in the here and now with the Rams back in LA, winners of Super Bowl 56. You can rock Eric Dickerson. You can rock Marshall Faulk, Isaiah Bruce, and Kurt Warner. Or maybe you rocking Cooper Kupp, Aaron Donald, and Matthew Stafford. It doesn't matter, but when it comes to this, it's all about the Los Angeles Rams. Horns up, Rams house. Time to talk Rams football.
Good day, Ram Nation. Good day, good people out there. As you can probably tell by the sound of my voice, it's not a very happy one because it's very distraught fan right now. We got our ass whooped by the Arizona Cardinals out of all teams. More injuries piled up on us. And now we have finally get to go home for a home opener. And it's the San Francisco 49ers we have to play against. It's starting to feel like 2022 all over again. Did the injuries. We look terrible. Okay. We just look terrible. And I think in 2022, Arizona whooped our ass in one of them games, if I'm not mistaken. But I don't know how long this episode is going to be, so I'm just going to jump right into it. No news to give you for us for the Rams, so we're just going to jump right into the recap. We went to the desert to take on the Arizona Cardinals, and most of us saw the game. So those of you who didn't see it, and who are supporters of mine, you're not a Rams fan, but you're a friend of the NFL. You got a favorite team, but you're a supporter of mine, which I appreciate. Yeah, we got to ask what 41 to 10. And it was pretty much over after the first quarter. It was pretty much a done deal. You can say the first quarter, maybe the first minute or two of the second quarter, because it was 21-0 before you knew it. We couldn't do a damn thing on offense. Defense looked at lost, confused, and didn't know what to do with Kyler Murray. Played very well against the Detroit Lions week one, and then week two happened, and it's just Kyler Murray only threw for 2 in the season, but he threw 3 touchdowns. 2 of those touchdowns went to Marvin Harrison Jr., who had 4 catches, 130 yards receiving, and 2 touchdowns. James Conner went over 100 yards rushing with a touchdown. It's just destruction. And the numbers don't even show it, but Marvin Harrison Jr. and Kyler Murray beat us in the first quarter. Because the 14 points that you saw they put up, those between Kyler Murray and Marvin Harrison Jr. 23-yard touchdown catch from Marvin Harrison Jr. to start it all off. We get the ball. We go 3 and out. We punt the ball back to them. 1 play, 60 yards, touchdown, Arizona. Before you knew it, 4 minutes into the game, we're already down 14-0 to the Arizona Cardinals. Just like that. And it continued to snowball down here from there. Injuries happen. And we just got obliterated in the desert. Obliterated in the desert, man. I don't even know what to say. I have nothing to say. The reason why you don't see Cooper Kupp on there, because he's part of the injury list that happened on Sunday. He got injured on Sunday. Ankle injury at that. Again. And to see the total numbers. 489 total yards for the Arizona Cardinals. We only had 245. They damn near doubled us in yards. Both teams had 1 turnover each. Arizona controlled the ball for almost 37 minutes to the Rams, 23 minutes. That does not win a lot of games. Well, you can only hold a ball. We didn't even hold a ball for half of the time. It's a 60-minute game. We couldn't even hold a ball for close to 30 minutes. Couldn't even hold a ball for close to 30 minutes. They held the ball almost 14 minutes more than us. They almost held the ball for almost a whole entire quarter length, if you look at it. We're talking 13 minutes and what, 6 seconds more for Arizona? It's only 15 minutes a quarter. We just couldn't do a damn thing. Offense, defense, but it didn't even matter. We got our ass handed to us, up, down, left, right, whatever the case you want to put it. Diagonal, zigzag, whatever it is, Arizona beat us to the punch no matter what. Kyler Murray skirting around and finding Marvin Harrison Jr. open behind the defense all of a sudden. I'm going to be very honest, and I'm going to say this. This is the game where we miss Aaron Donald. This is the game where we miss Aaron Donald. Because you know why? Because Kyler Murray would not be skirting around like he did against us where Aaron Donald's on that field, because Aaron Donald would have gotten that backfield, and Kyler Murray can't stand Aaron Donald because every time he tried to get away, he couldn't. Aaron Donald knew how to get him to the ground. Brandon Fitz had an opportunity at him. Didn't make it happen. Brian Young had an opportunity at him, didn't get him on the ground. Matter of fact, Brian Young had multiple opportunities to get him on the ground. Didn't get him on the ground. We was getting in the backfield, but we just couldn't bring him down. I'm just like, what? this is where we miss Aaron Donald. And I didn't want to say it, but I had to say it. Because Aaron Donald would have made sure Kyler Murray was on that ground. Aaron Donald would have made sure he would have had two sacks on Kyler Murray. And those two sacks would have probably been the drive killers for them. And would have gave us the opportunity to catch momentum on offense, which we never caught. All momentum started with Arizona from start to finish. And by the way, I got to say this. The opening possession, we got the ball to start the game. We had a hell of a kick return by Blake Corum. We got past the 50-yard line off a kick return to start the game. And we go 4 and out. Not 3 and out, 4 and out. Because we went for it on 4th down, and we did not get the 1st down. So right at the gate, we gave Arizona momentum. Even though we started the game with momentum, because we had a Blake Corum put us on the plus side of the field on a kick return. And we couldn't do nothing with it. Nothing. We couldn't do nothing with it. Punt the ball. Arizona marches down the field. And then the 23-yard touchdown pass of Mario Harrison happened. We get the ball back. Can't do nothing with the ball. We go 3 and out again. And then 60 yards later, Marvin Harrison Jr. is in the touchdown, is in the end zone again for a second touchdown. Back-to-back Cardinals plays. Marvin Harrison Jr. found the end zone. And it snowballed from there. It's just ridiculous. All right. As a matter of fact, I got the two plays right here. That's your 23-yarder on the left that opened the scoring. And then the very next play for the Arizona Cardinals, after they scored a touchdown, got the ball back. The very next play is the 60-yard bomb to him where he outran the defense and lunged over the goal line for the touchdown. These two plays right here summed up the kind of day the Rams was going to have. Because there's no highlights on offense. And it's Marvin Harrison Jr. in the first quarter whooping our ass. And the ass whooping just snowballed from there. One of the tight ends for Arizona caught a touchdown that made it 24-0. James Conner got a touchdown. It was nothing else we can do. We just got our ass whooped by Arizona Cardinals team that finished last in the freaking division last year. And I think they finished last in the division the year before that. So, y'all hear me. Y'all hear how I feel. Y'all can tell how I feel. But you know what I did? I took to Rams Nation. I went to the Rambly. And I want to go to the Rambly because I want to... Where are y'all at with this in the level of concern when it comes to our Los Angeles Rams? I went to them. I normally don't do polls for the LA Rams, but I felt like I needed to do one because this is not what we expected going into the 2024 NFL season. It feels like 2022 all over again, the fact that we got so many injured players and we just getting blown off the ball and getting drubbed in the passing game and in the running game. And then on offense, we can't do a damn thing on offense. This is very, very depressing to be a Los Angeles Rams fan right now. So I went to the people, and the people have spoken. 42.7% are worried about our team. Second most are the 33.1% that are very concerned about the Rams. Now, if you was to add those two numbers together, that is 75.8% of the votes are either worried / very concerned about the Rams this season. On the contrast, a little worried, 16.9. Not really concerned, 7.3. Neither one of those touched 20%. And now if you combine those together who are staying hopeful and it's late to see things play out because it's only week two of the NFL season, now you're looking at 24.2% of people that are staying on the positive side of this thing. A very small margin of people in Rams Nation that's staying very positive about this whole situation. Very few. But we're all 0-2 now. And it doesn't get any better for us because look at our injuries. Cooper Kupp ankle injury. Puka Nacua already on IR with a knee injury. Tyler Higbee still hasn't returned from the torn ACL that he suffered in the playoff game against the Detroit Lions last year. And Joe Noteboom's on IR. KT Levenstein is on IR. Connor McDermott is on IR. Steve Lava is on IR. Jonah Jackson has a shoulder injury and is a possible candidate for IR. Darius Williams is on IR. Deron Kendrick is on IR. John Johnson III, he's a possible candidate to get put on the IR list. The injuries are continuing to pile up for the Los Angeles Rams. And the crazy thing is, Puka Nacua came into a season with a knee injury because he suffered in training camp. Joe Noteboom was injured during training camp. TK Livingston was injured during training camp. Darius Williams was injured during training camp. Deron Kendrick was injured during training camp. Jonah Jackson was injured during training camp. That is six players on this list that you're watching that were injured before the season even started. Then you add that Puka Nacua are re-aggravated that training camp injury in week one against the Detroit Lions. Puka Nacua, yes, Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp injured his ankle this past Sunday against Arizona. John Johnson, he got injured against Arizona this past Sunday. This is why I said I feel like it's 2022 all over again. Because every time you turn around, we have an injury somewhere. Not the fact that we have one, two, three offensive tackles on this list, two offensive guards on this list. That's five offensive linemen right there. On the injury list. And that's just those who are possible to be on IR. Matter of fact, every single one outside of Jonah Jackson of our offensive linemen that are hurt are on IR. Designated to return by week five. If not after that, because our bye week is week six after we play the Green Bay Packers. The destruction of injuries that we are suffering makes this more depressing than what it really should be, because Cooper Kupp down, Puka Nacua down, Joe Notebook down, Connor McDermott down, Steve Avila down, Jonah Jackson down. Well, damn, who's going to protect Matthew Stafford? Who's going to open up lanes for Kerryon Williams to do his thing? Even though we don't have Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua, Tyler Johnson played well against the Detroit Lions. He made plays. DeMarcus Robinson, he was an unsung hero for us late in the season last year, so we know he can make some plays. Tutu Atwell was a feet threat, so we know we can get him in a one-on-one situation with Matthew Stafford throwing the ball deep. He can make some things happen. But there's no point when Stafford only has 1 to 2 seconds to hold on to the ball before he's getting hit by a defensive lineman. Doesn't help when Kerryon Williams can only get 1 to 2 yards per carry because the offensive line can't make no holes for him to run through. Sean McVay, you're going to have to do something, man, because we got injuries. It is what it is. But get these guys ready because it's not going to get any easier from here. We have a home opener. We have a home opener coming up. And it's not going to be fun because we know the team that we're playing against is not going to be fun to play against. Even though they're dealing with some key injuries themselves right about now. Which, well, with that being said, let me go ahead and take a break right here because that's where we're going to finish it off next. Because guess what? There you go. This is what we have next. This Sunday, the Big Bad 49ers coming in.
I love you, morons. You kiss on the block, new edition.
Dear whatever the law firm is. Sincerely, the U.S. Supreme Court.
Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. Go f*** yourself again, Jason.
Whitney. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Into the Net FC.
Kylian Mbappe just all of a sudden finally understood his role, and I think he finally understood that everything Kylian Mbappe has accomplished already, you know, there is still a hell of a lot waiting for him in the future. Kylian Mbappe is only 24 years old. He has accomplished so much, and you know what? Kylian Mbappe has not even reached his prime.
Finally seeing, you know, the Marcus Rashford we have been hoping for such a long time, you know. But, you know, this game, you know, after everything Manchester United has been, you know, doing lately, you know, this was actually the ultimate test, you know, to see if Manchester United, you know, honestly was all of a sudden for real.
I explain this. The United States, maybe they have to suffer this loss as a lesson to learn to prepare for the future. Because 4 years from now, the World Cup is in not one, not two, but three countries. The United States of America, Canada, and Mexico. Into the Net FC is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube.
The largest egg producer finds bird flu in chickens at a Texas plant? Weather. Devastating tornadoes ripped through the heart of the United States. Inspiration. A breast cancer survivor completed the journey of chemotherapy, and now begins a future one of matrimony or sports. Michael Jordan is shown on a photo with Diddy. LeBron James has a video extolling the virtues of a Diddy party. This has been yet another... Beating a Dead Horse presentation. We got you covered. BS3 Network, in association with Comey Media Incorporated, proudly present The Morning Shift with Cole Johnson. Live every weekday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central. Drew Willingham.
In this case, yeah, you put the blame on Kyle Shanahan for apparently not preparing the team enough for the overtime rules, supposedly.
Cole Johnson.
Peyton was considered the winner, and he was the darling of all darlings for Jarrell.
With a special appearance by Tyrone Alize McDummy.
Ain't nobody calling me. Delete!
Join these two football enthusiasts as they give you Total Football Talk. Live every Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central on the Sertoba Media and the Comey Media YouTube channels. Border to Haiti.
Your butt and gut becomes one.
Join the reformer of hooker whores.
This is my daughter, Placenta Booty Johnson.
Join the bronze car.
Whenever you are in distress, take off your baseball cap and throw it in the air.
Join your very own superhero of broadcasting, Chris Bass.
So whatever color of crayon they get, they palm it and do two circles, and that translates to, I can beat up black people.
As he takes you through the week's paces in... Baseline, live every Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, No, Pacific time zone people, just stay asleep when this is on live and just catch the recording. Oh, I'm sorry. Exclusively on the Chris Bass YouTube channel.
And welcome back to Ramley Talk on this Thursday. September 19, 2024. Thank you for watching on our YouTube channel. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. That way, any episode that you get from us when it comes to the Rams or Shooting Lights Out with basketball or college football with Bear Down the Gridiron, you can be the first one to get notifications so you can watch what we got going on here at the Playmakers Plus Sports Network. But those of you who are watching on our YouTube channel, you see the graphic. It is the home opener for the Los Angeles Rams. And it's no other than the San Francisco 49ers come walking in to Los Angeles. Coming off a loss to the Minnesota Vikings, it's the 49ers. So they are 1-1 on the year. as we already talked about, we are 0-2 on the season. Not a good look for the 49ers in the Minneapolis, Minnesota. They are dealing with injuries with Deebo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey. So there are some interesting things going on for Kyle Shanahan as well. Nevertheless, the San Francisco 49ers are a full touchdown favorite over the Los Angeles Rams, a full 7-point favorite, as they are the real team. You're supposed to get three. You, from what better say, you, the home team automatically gets three. And still, and yet, the 49ers are still a full touchdown favorite. 425. I do know Mark Sanchez will be on the call on this game. I do believe Tom Brady will be calling the Baltimore Ravens and Dallas Cowboys matchup between Lamar Jackson and Dak Prescott. So we get Mark Sanchez calling our game. I believe he called our game last week in Arizona. So great. Back-to-back weeks with Mark Sanchez. And hopefully we don't get our ass to show up by the 49ers. Well, it's the 49ers, so. Nevertheless, the last time we met, we beat the 49ers. I was in Santa Clara the final week of the season. Let me get myself back on the screen here for you. In the battle of backups, because it was Sam Darnold, who just beat the 49ers this past Sunday. He was the quarterback for the 49ers the last time we faced the 49ers, and we had Carson Wentz in because 49ers already had locked up home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs, and the Rams, we already knew that we was going to be the 6th seed, and we couldn't get to the 5th seed no matter what we did. So we put in some backups. But in the Puka Cooler, he got the rookie record very quickly, and Sean McVay got him the hell out of there. And surprisingly, we came out of Santa Clara victorious, snapping a 9 straight losing streak to the 49ers. Could have went to 10. Which would have been 5 full regular season of 49ers kicking our ass. But no, we snapped it there. And now we're going into week 3. And both teams dealing with injuries, key injuries at that. Rams look more depleted than whatsoever. Here are the NFL rankings through week 2 right now. 49ers are putting up 24.5 points per game, which is ranked 9th in the league. We are only at 15, which is 28th. We are filthy passing offense at 266.5 a game, and San Fran is second at 275. So a passing game could work, but remember, we don't have Cooper Kupp, nor Puka Nacua, and they will be without Deebo Samuel for this game. Rushing, don't even get me started on rushing. Look at that. 31st in the league in rushing. 68 yards per game. What is this? Well, we got 5 offensive linemen injured. So that's something that has something to do with it. And Sean McVay, do you like running the football? Do you enjoy calling running plays, or you just want to be bored jeans all the goddamn time in which Matthew Stafford gets killed? Of course, we're playing San Francisco, so surprisingly they're not ranked in the top 10, but they just outside the top 10 at 141 per game rushing attack. That's 11. We have 3 sacks on the year. They have 5. They have 2 turnovers on the defense. We have 1. This is where we are at. Brock Purdy is over 550 yards passing with a touchdown and a pick. Matthew Stafford, 533 through the air with a touchdown and a pick. Jordan Mason, who is filling in for Chris McCaffrey, he has 2 rushing touchdowns on the year, same as Kerryon Williams, who has 2 rushing touchdowns on the year. But notice the difference. That man, Mason, has 48 carries for 274. Williams has 30 carries for 75 yards. And then later receivers, you ain't going to see neither one on Sunday. Deebo Samuel, 13 catches for 164 yards. He's not playing Sunday. Cooper Kupp, 18 catches, 174 and a touchdown. You're not going to see him Sunday. So 49ers will have to see Brandon Ayuk step up. Jerron Jenny step up, tight end Joyce Kittle to step up. For the Rams, you're going to have to see DeMarcus Robinson step up, Tyler Johnson to step up, Tutu Atwell to step up. I still believe we have Dennis Allen on the team. We have the tight end from Seattle who came and joined. I can't think of his name right now. He's the one that's been starting. I should know his name, but I don't. Sorry. I'll do better next week. But can our offensive line block their front four? Nick Bosa is coming. Nick Bosa is coming to wreak havoc. And if you do are able to somehow, some way block the 49ers front four, only the guy in the middle of the field is Fred Warner, who is like the tackling machine that he is. So he'll find a way to the goddamn ball, which is not good. Now, if we was healthy going into this game, I'm good. But we're not healthy. So it's like, what? We're not healthy. And yes, they are missing key players on offense. They ain't missing no key players on defense, to my knowledge. So yeah, we ain't in the world of hurt right about now. ESPN analytics 63.9%. I'm surprised it's that low for the 49ers to ESPN. I'm surprised we actually getting 36% chance to win this game. But then again, the way how week two went, yeah, anything is goddamn possible right about now. Because week two was full of upsets. Minnesota knocking out San Fran, New Orleans destroying the Cowboys in Arlington. The Atlanta Falcons can win a primetime game with Kirk Cousins because Saquon Barkley failed to catch the freaking ball. Shoot. Yeah, I'm mad about that too. But this is a Rams show. We get destroyed by the Arizona Cardinals. Tampa Bay went to Detroit and knocked off the Detroit Lions. The Las Vegas Raiders went to M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore and took down Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens, with them having a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. Sound like West Virginia Pitt all over again. So maybe that 35% is like, well, seeing what happened in week two, anything's possible right about now. So, and both teams dealing with key injuries, so they probably saying, we like San Fran, but it is a possibility the Rams can do something here. So, it's just something to see, something to behold. And here, like I said, Deebo Samuel Senior doubtful for this game. Chris McCaffrey's on IR; he'll miss in 4 weeks. We already knew about Ricky Parsons. Thoughts and prayers with you, sir. What happened to you is unfortunate. Hopefully, you do see the field at some point this season. Just don't rush back because we want you to be fully healthy. Joe Filisco, the AR, he on IR. And Bree Thomas, that cornerback, he is on IR. And cause for us, we went through our injuries. Dennis Allen popped up on the injury, and he's questionable, but he looks like he's a go. Our place kicker, Joshua Canty, he's questionable, but it looked like he's a go. And this is what it is. This is exactly what it is. What is it going to be for the Los Angeles Rams in this 49er game? Who wants it more? This ain't going to be the battle of who going to outsmart who. It's going to be a battle of who wants to win more. Will it be the 49ers or will it be the Rams? Because guess what? If the Rams drop to 0-3, we are in a world of trouble. Because there ain't a lot of teams that can come back from 0-3 and make the playoffs. San Fran don't want to start 1-2. But in the likelihood, San Fran has a better chance at 1-2 to make the playoffs than us doing it at 0-3. So we need to drop them to 1-2 so we can be 1-2 and still have some hope to make the playoffs. Because right now, Seattle is 2-0. Arizona is 1-1. And San Fran is 1-1. We are at the bottom of the basement at 0-2. And that's it. That's all I got. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for watching. Hopefully next week I can feel a lot better about our team or say something positive. But outside of that, we're decimated, we're injured, and it's not looking good for us whatsoever. So enjoy your weekend. Hopefully we can enjoy a nice competitive Sunday game between the Rams and the 49ers. And we can have something to look forward to for week four of the NFL regular season. This is the Playmakers. Deuces.
For tuning into Rambly Talk. Rambly Talk is sponsored by Fanatics, Lids, and Paramount Plus. Get your favorite sports appeal with Fanatics or Lids, and get great streaming service with Paramount Plus. If you want to donate to the program, you can donate to us via Cash App, $D Playmakers. That is again, $D Playmakers. And remember, you can follow and subscribe to Rambly Talk on all podcast directories, including Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon Music, and YouTube. And those of you who are on Apple, leave us a great review, leave comments on how you feel about Rambly Talk and the episode that you listen to. Tune in again next time for more Rambly Talk, hosted by The Playmate.